Extreme heat and prolonged drought have put an enormous strain on the Colorado River. As a result, the lifeblood of the Southwest is maxed out. The 40 million people who rely on its waters are now facing pending water shortages and cutbacks. KUNC's Luke Runyon traveled along the 1,400 miles of the Colorado and is with us for a few minutes. Luke, thanks for your time.
Hi, good to be here.
So what's the biggest factor affecting the Colorado's water supply, and how much is climate change playing into this?
Well, the story of the Colorado River is always one of supply and demand. The river provides a certain amount of water each year, and then that water gets doled out to cities and farms and industries across the 7 U.S. states and 2 Mexican states that rely on it. Over the last century, we have built up a lot of demands in the West, and for a while, the river was actually able to meet a lot of those demands. But starting in the year 2000, we've seen this shift in water supply. Since then, river flows have been on the decline. Temperatures across the watershed have risen. And I think if you had to pick one factor that's influencing this crisis that we're in, it's these hotter temperatures. Scientists haven't really seen a consistent rise or fall in precipitation. It's more about the hot temperatures. And when it gets warmer, the water cycle just doesn't behave like we're used to. We get less snow in the Rocky Mountains, more evaporation, lower river flows, drier soils, and it's really all connected to this less water in the river and its big reservoirs that we're seeing right now.
And Luke, give us a visual. Paint the picture for us what the river looks like at its source right now, and how is that affecting downstream environments?
It is extremely dry throughout the watershed right now, but particularly on Colorado's western slope, where the Colorado River and some of its big tributaries get their start. Our spring runoff with snowmelt was weeks early this year. Rivers that normally see a big rise and fall in their levels here barely rose at all. Some tributaries have essentially dried up due to high demands for water. I'm thinking of the Dolores River in southwest Colorado. That's one of those. It's not really flowing at all right now. Here in Colorado, some recreation-based closures have gone into effect here just this week, where people are being asked not to fish or get in tubes and float down the river on some streams because they're running too low and too hot. There have been some documented fish kills in areas of Colorado. So it's a pretty bleak year in the river's headwaters.
Luke, because of limited time, I'm going to have to make this our last question, but what about the infrastructure to help conserve water? That would seem to be a progressive move, something like Hoover Dam.
Yeah, the river has these two massive reservoirs, Lake Mead and Lake Powell. And Lake Mead just hit its lowest point since it was filled in the 1930s, just this summer. Lake Powell is going to do the same here in a few weeks. And these reservoirs really function like a savings account. You've got water coming in and water going out. And if we're not curbing our demand for water throughout the basin, those reservoirs are going to keep declining.
Luke Runyon does a great job covering the Colorado River for KUNC and other outlets. Luke, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.